Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. U.S. forces have seized a tanker off the coast of Venezuela in an escalation of pressure on the socialist-run country. Releasing video of the seizure, the Attorney General Pam Bondi said the tanker was accused of transporting sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran. Speaking earlier, Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro said his country would never again become an oil colony. Anthony Zaka is in Washington.
It is definitely a new display of American military power, but it may not be the last one. Donald Trump has today, over the course of the week, talked about land strikes in Venezuela, as well as strikes targeting boats. And then he has talked about expanding the projection of military force to places like Colombia and Mexico. He said in comments at the White House earlier today that Colombia could be next. So what you're seeing is a display of power, a new exercise of power, and also the prospect that there's more to come.
Colombia's President Gustavo Petro has suggested Venezuela should grant a general amnesty, paving the way for a transitional government. Mr. Petro said President Maduro should accept that the best response to external aggression was a democratic revolution. The Colombian leader, a fellow left-winger, has been strongly critical of Washington's military operations in the Caribbean. Few in Venezuela, except Mr. Maduro, won last year's presidential election. For many years, the country has been riven by political and economic crises. Donald Trump has said fresh talks with Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders on ending the war in Ukraine risk wasting time. He said he had not yet decided on their calls for new meetings. Earlier, Ukrainian officials said they had sent Washington their proposals for ending the war, which included revisions to an initial U.S. plan. Sean Dilley is in Washington.
Last month, U.S. officials engaged in meetings with Ukrainian and European counterparts in Geneva, prompting further talks between Ukraine and the United States, described by U.S. negotiators as very productive. Now, though, it seems President Trump is frustrated. He told reporters at the White House his allies wanted to hold a meeting in Europe this weekend. He said the US would decide whether to attend based on, in his words, what they come back with. He said he did not want to be wasting time telling reporters he used some pretty strong words in his call with European leaders.
Ukrainian forces have said they used drones to strike a Russian tanker in the Black Sea, leaving it with critical damage. They said the vessel was part of Moscow's shadow fleet used to break oil sanctions. Army officials also said troops were fending off an unusually large Russian attack in the eastern city of Pokrovsk. Russia's been trying to take full control of the area for more than a year. BBC World News. M23 rebels in eastern Congo say they are now in full control of the city of Uvira, the last government-held settlement in South Kivu province. The Rwanda-backed group called on remaining Congolese soldiers to surrender. David Bamford has this report.
Local officials in Uvira have confirmed the presence of M23 fighters at the provincial governor's headquarters and city hall. Uvira is just a few kilometres from neighbouring Burundi, where tens of thousands of civilians have fled. The M23 have now closed the border. Their advance came less than a week after a US-brokered peace deal was signed by Congo and Rwanda. Burundi's foreign minister described the capture of the city as a humiliation for President Trump.
The U.S. central bank, the Federal Reserve, has cut interest rates for the third consecutive meeting. The benchmark lending rate was reduced by a quarter of a percentage point. Two policymakers voted to keep rates unchanged, while one sought a bigger reduction. The Fed is worried about the U.S. labor market, but must also tackle high inflation. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets across Bulgaria, including the capital Sofia, accusing the government of endemic corruption. The growing protest movement is demanding the resignation of the centre-right government of Prime Minister Rusen Zelyaskov, describing his minority coalition cabinet as a mafia. Researchers in Britain have found evidence that humans were deliberately making fires much earlier than previously thought. In a clay pit in eastern England, they discovered burnt soil, flint axes, and a mineral called iron pyrite, which creates sparks when struck against stone. The items are thought to date back 400,000 years. They suggest early Neanderthals were able to make fires to keep warm as well as to cook. BBC News.